juice. Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours today, Tuesday, the 1st of July at 2025. With a real feel of 19 degrees Celsius, it's 18 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. Laws urges the government to delay constitutional reforms until after 2026. World Bank says Zambia's economy grew by 4% in 2024 despite drought. And dozens of Ghanaians trafficked in jobs come rescued in Nigeria.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Law Association of Zambia has urged the government to strictly abide by the guidance of the Constitutional Court and merely play a facilitatory role to the people's wishes on any future constitutional reform process. In a statement, LAS President Lungisani Zulu strongly recommends that the government seriously reconsider any plans to embark on the process of amending the constitution until after the 2026 general elections. He said the protracted nature and huge expense involved in a wide consultative process necessary to legitimately alter the existing content of the constitution as demanded by the Constitutional Court makes it unwise and untimely to carry out the process close to an election and amidst fiscal constraint the country is currently facing. Meanwhile, Chapter One Foundation has called on President Hage Geingob to acknowledge that his administration made a mistake by proceeding with the constitutional amendment process without first building consensus among stakeholders. Speaking during Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Foundation Executive Director Josiah Kalala has criticized the government's approach, saying it was unconstitutional and in direct violation of legal procedures.
It should take a significant amount of blame as the head of state, and because this process has been undertaken under him, and he should have heard the concerns from different stakeholders. I think it would be a stretch to say he contravened the constitution. The first part is acknowledging there has been a mistake made. I've had conversations with people, and one thing I always ask is, has there ever been an instance where the government says, we were wrong, we accept? So I think the first step is firstly acknowledging that there was a gap in the approach, acknowledge the mistake and engage the different stakeholders, and at the center of those stakeholders is the Zambian people on what the process should look like going forward. Withdrawing the bill would be good.
The latest Zambia Economic Update, ZEU, released today by the World Bank Group, indicates that Zambia's economy grew by 4% in 2024, demonstrating notable resilience in the face of a historic drought and persistent power outages. Speaking during the Zambia Economic Update in Lusaka today, World Bank Zambia Country Manager Dr. Achim Fok has attributed the country's economic rebound to a strong recovery in the mining sector and steady expansion in services. Dr. Fok said these gains helped offset significant losses in agriculture, a sector that remains the backbone of employment but was heavily impacted by climate shocks due to its reliance on rain-fed farming.
The outlook for 2025 and beyond, we are optimistic. As you will hear from the main presentation by our senior country economist, Albert Peter Mbala, this is driven by a robust momentum in the mining sector, of course a significant rebound in agriculture and therefore related agribusiness, and improvements in tourism and other services. Real GDP, we anticipate to increase this year in 2025 by 5.8%.
Now, police in Lusaka have clarified that they did not request any documentation from a former Munali Member of Parliament, Professor Nkandulo, to prove that she had a sick daughter. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi has confirmed that Professor Luo was scheduled to attend an interview with the police on June 30th, 2025. He has explained that the arrangement was made last week in consultation with her legal representatives. Mr. Chilabi has stated that the planned interview is related to an ongoing police investigation. However, it did not take place as scheduled due to the bereavement in Professor Luo's family. He said in light of this development, the police, in consultation with her legal representatives, agreed to postpone the interview to allow her time to attend to the family matter, and a new date for the interview will be arranged in due course.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to confirm that Professor Nkang Luo was scheduled to attend an interview with the police on June 30, 2025. This arrangement was made last week in consultation with her legal representatives. The planned interview relates to a matter that is currently under police investigation. However, the interview did not take place as Professor Luo experienced a bereavement in her family. In light of this development, the police, in consultation with her legal representatives, resolved to postpone the interview to allow her to attend to the family matter. We wish to make it clear that at no point did the police demand any documentation from her to prove that she had a sick daughter.
In more news this afternoon, the Mazabuga High Court has convicted and sentenced Mike Chibula to 10 years imprisonment with hard labor for vandalism and theft of Zambia Railways Limited property involving 7 fish plates valued at 20,300 kwacha. Judge Wina Mbela found Mr. Chibula guilty of the offense and sentenced him to 10 years imprisonment with hard labor on Friday, 20th June 2025. ZRL Manager for Public Relations, Sombe Ngonga, said the vandalism and theft of raw materials occurred between Magoye and Mazabuga section and that the investigations were launched on 29th October 2024, during which two of the stolen items were recovered at a local scrapyard. She said further leads resulted in the arrest of Ethel Mwema, who revealed that Mr. Chibula had supplied the stolen materials. Mrs. Ngonga has described the judgment as a milestone and determinant in the fight against the theft and vandalism of rail infrastructure materials.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry has reaffirmed its commitment to supporting the growth and development of small and medium enterprises across the country. Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry Chief Executive Officer Elvin Nasilele has emphasized that the Chamber is focused on identifying practical and sustainable strategies to stimulate SME growth, describing the sector as the backbone of Zambia's economy. He has noted that the Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry is working to help SME scale up operations, build capacity, and eventually transition into larger, more competitive corporations. Mr. Nasilele said empowering SMEs not only transforms individual businesses, but also plays a vital role in strengthening the broader national economy.
The growth of our economy really is anchored by the SMEs in our country. We know that they contribute significantly to the GDP. You know that they are the largest employer of our people in the country. And so our focus as that is to try and find means and ways of creating growth among the SMEs. As they keep growing, we help them to also scale up and grow into large corporates. These are the people that anchor the economy of the country. And we are hopeful that with the support that is coming to the SME sector, through the various initiatives created by government and financial sector and institutions, we are hopeful that our economy will grow steadily.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
To West Africa, some 76 Ghanaians who were trafficked to Nigeria under a fraudulent recruitment scheme have been rescued, Ghanaian police say. The victims, mostly young men, were lured with promises of football contracts with the top foreign teams, job placements abroad, or assistance with visa processing. Police say upon